Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. It's Bully Ray and holy shnikes. You're going to want to hit play right now. The craziest edition of this podcast ever. Thunder Rosa does a shoot run-in on Dave LaGreca in his own home, in his studio, beats the shit out of him, and we recorded the whole thing. We got it on audio, we got it on video. You have to listen to this podcast today if it's the last thing you do. Turn it up, sit back, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
Right now,
are you home? Are you home?
Yes.
You gotta be home. You're doing a show.
This is my home, Bully. Yes, this is my home. This is where I live. This is where I lay my head at night. But man, you talk about breaking a man's spirit. My spirit, if you were on social media last night, my spirit was broken last night by my wife. By my dog. I mean, what the fuck, Bully?
Even the dog turned his back on you.
Bully, and Bully, I don't even know how to put this into words. And I need your help. Because right now, I don't have many friends.
And you're coming to me. Well, and you're turning to me.
Why couldn't Tommy be on? Isn't Tommy supposed to be on a Wednesday?
Ed,
isn't Tommy supposed to work on Wednesdays?
We switched. Bully's on today. Deal with it.
Right under the bus. Oh, do you want to talk to your friend Tommy? Because he's going to be sympathetic towards you?
No, Bully. Tommy was the opposite. Tommy was the opposite because he said, she's like a vampire. You invited her into your home. So, no excuses.
Your friend
no
Dumpy.
No apologies.
Dumpy and
no
Lumpy.
Sympathy.
The both of you. That's what you look like in your Busted Open merch. Dumpy and Lumpy.
All right, so here's, let me tell you what happened. All right, Bully, I'm going to put my feet up here for a second because as of now, it's still my home, so I could do whatever I want. Okay.
Wait a minute. Are you wearing shorts?
Yes,
are you wearing right
wearing
now? You're
shorts.
Wearing boxers.
No, I'm not wearing. I'm wearing.
You're
shorts.
Wearing boxers
and
black
socks.
Black socks.
And you're very, very white.
Oh my God, pale.
My God, your shirt was off at the event last week. Your pants are off this morning. And
I'm
Thunder
a
Roses
mess.
In your and Thunder Roses in your bed.
I'm a mess. So let me kind of do you mind if I kind of just tell you what's on my head? All right.
Set the table, then I'll put you through it.
Okay. Yes. So last night I picked up my daughter. Yesterday afternoon I picked up my daughter from school. And we were going to go. I had some things to do. My daughter had some things to do back in our old stomping grounds at Hawthorne. She was visiting a couple of friends, so I took the opportunity to visit a couple of my friends. So Hawthorne is about an hour away from where I live right now in Vernon. So I pick her up from school. We go down to Hawthorne. And I'm seeing these pictures coming out, Bully, of Thunder Rosa in my house. Drinking from my cup that I use for my morning coffee. Says my name on it, David. She's sitting in my chair at the head of the table in my dining room. And fucking A, man. The next picture that comes out is Thunder Rosa and my wife laying in bed as Thunder Rosa is playing with a Dave LaGreca doll and my wife is reading a magazine. And the worst part about it is my dog Demi is sleeping at Thunder Rosa's feet on the bed.
I screen capped that one.
You and a couple other people as well.
I mean,
then I get home and I'm
nice. They look nice together in bed.
So I call my wife. My wife doesn't answer the phone.
I wouldn't either.
I get home and I'm like, I get home and I couldn't fucking believe what I saw, Bully. Thunder Rosa is sitting in my recliner in the living room. She moves the recliner to watch the TV like wrestlers do on TV from the side. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because pro wrestlers don't know how to look at it, watch a TV straight on. You got to do it on an angle. I thought that was just a bit for TV, but I guess I'm finding out that that's real life. She moved my recliner. She has her feet up, the remote control in her hand. My dog at her feet once again next to the recliner. My cat sleeping next to her on the recliner. And she's got my fucking glasses on watching TV.
I don't want to say I told you so. But I
and
told
then
you
I take
so.
I come home. The first thing I do is I fucking take a picture. I take a picture because this is fucking evidence that this woman broke into my house. I go to Vernon police. I show the fucking picture. This is intruder in my house.
Great intro song. Intruder. Van Halen. Keep going.
The police are like, what are you talking about? Your wife is there. Your wife let this person in. And oh, that's Thunder Rosa. Oh, that's Thunder Rosa. She had one of the best matches of the year against Britt Baker, which she was watching while sitting in my recliner. This has gone way beyond anything I could actually wrap my fucking head around. You intrude into my home. You now have some very close friendship. I don't know how you would explain it with my wife. My fucking dog, as I'm telling her to get the fuck out of my house, and my dog is crying as she's leaving.
You must be really angry this morning because you're up to 37 F-bombs and we've been on for 5 minutes. See? The hotline's going off.
How would you feel?
If Velvet and Thunder Rosa were in my bed together, how would I feel? I'd feel with my hands. That's how I would feel.
This is disrespect.
I'd have one hand on one of them and one hand on the other of them. That's how I would feel. You're doing the emotion thing. I'm doing the grabby-feely thing. You're like, oh, this is disrespect. I feel so disrespected. This is my house. I'm Dave LaGreca. What are they doing? They're turning their back on me. I'd walk in. I'd pull my best Al Bundy. I'd be like, let's rock. That's how I would feel.
And I understand that. But for me, it's disrespect. It's hatred. I hate the woman. I don't hate anybody.
You hate your wife?
No, I don't hate my wife is a saint. She's been corrupted by this person. She's a bad person, man.
She ain't a saint this morning. She's a sinner. Violeta's a sinner.
And I just love how people fucking just, they loved it. I've been betrayed by somebody, again, Thunder Rosa begging on the streets, holding up a sign, I will wrestle for food. I gave her the opportunity to come on this show to spotlight herself, get herself over, so to speak. But this wasn't even Get Yourself Over Monday. This is beyond that. She was lit. I felt sorry for this woman. I will wrestle for food. I felt bad. Come on the show. We'll try to give you a little plug here and there. Next thing you know, NWA, AEW, Match of the Year, all this shit. Mission Pro Wrestling on its last leg. On its last leg, about to close shop. Done. I'll make an appearance for you to help you out. Sold out. Save the fucking... All those women, part of Mission Pro Wrestling, they now have jobs because of me. And this is the thanks I get? To humiliate me, betray me? My dog, my wife, my home, my coffee mug, my recliner, my TV, my remote control. Woo! My remote control.
Oh, now my God.
Now I have to carry my remote control everywhere. I have to carry this everywhere.
Remember what I told you when I first started on the show and me and you started to pick up a little bit of steam? I told you, you're not in the radio business anymore. You're in the wrestling business now.
There's so, but Bully.
And when
Bully.
You deal with wrestlers, you're going to get bit in the ass. And Thunder Rosa is doing to you right now what you should have been doing to the both of them last night, biting them in the ass. I mean, actually, literally biting their ass.
Bully. There's only so much I can take. There's only so... You know this. I'm not an athletic person. There's only so much I can carry on my back and my shoulders, okay? The Fination. The SiriusXM Sports Department. You know, the Misha Tate Renee show. Like, you know, Ed Robinson. If it wasn't for this show and me, who knows where Ed Robinson... He'd be selling pencils from a mug someplace, for God's... There's only so much I can carry on my back and my shoulder. Enough's enough. Enough's enough. I'm talking to Tommy on Monday. I go, you know, this was one of the best segments. You know, oh my God, I can't believe this. What do you think, Tommy? Yeah. Yeah. I gotta carry him on my back and my shoulders.
I know the feeling. I carried Devon for 20 years. It ain't easy, brother.
At some point, I'm crying mercy. Mercy, for God's sakes. I'm not a violent person. I love women. It's hard for me to show this type of emotion towards anybody. But this woman has got... She's got me at the breakup. After all the things I've done, where would she be right now, Bully? Where would she be? She would be painting kids' faces at country fairs if it wasn't for me. That's what she'd be doing if it wasn't for me. She would be painting little kids' faces at birthday parties and fairs.
All right, so listen. What did you do about it then? You walked
in, she's
in.
I can't even now. I got Mother Marissa. I can't drop any more F-bombs. So I got to censor myself. Now I got to watch what I say on my own show. I threw her out of the house. You know what I want to say. You know what I want to say, but I can't now because of this shit. I threw her out of the house, Bully. Get the out of my house.
This is my house. Objection, Your Honor. Objection, Your Honor. So you walked in and you saw her with the mug, the bed, the remote, your wife, she was with your dog, all this, and then you're
cats,
saying you're
recliner.
And then you say you're not an athletic guy, you're not a physical guy. How exactly did you get Thunder Rosa out of the house?
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Dirt. So please subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
There's people on hold waiting to bury you since the first 5 minutes. Absolutely.
Let's go to Brandon in Indy. What's going on, Brandon? Oh, wait, my phone call software is not working. Hold on. Give me a second.
Cool.
That's what happens when...
You want me to do it?
No, I don't want you doing it. I could do it myself, Ed.
You're like Gabby. She does it herself.
Let's go to Brandon in Indy. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, Dave. Well, I got some bad news for Bully. I'm not here to bury you today. I'm actually here to support you and offer you some actually good advice that I think other people haven't really been offering you. At the beginning of the show, Bully reminded you that you're not in the radio business anymore. You're in the wrestling business. So what do people usually in the wrestling business do if they're disrespected?
What's that?
They have a wrestling match, right? They challenge the person to a wrestling match. Now, I know you're a benevolent king of the Busted Open Nation, and you're not someone who would normally put your hands on a woman, but I think in the confines of a wrestling ring, we could all forgive that, and I think you should have a wrestling match with Thunder Rosa.
I'm not a wrestler, Brandon, and thanks for the phone call. Now, if there's somebody that wants to help support me and my cause, I'm all for it. I'm all for that, but man, me in a wrestling ring with somebody with an MMA background and a pro wrestler to the heights of Thunder Rosa Bully. I mean, I'm an idiot, but I'm not that much of an idiot.
No, don't sell yourself short. You're a tremendous idiot.
Thanks, Bully. Let's go out to Steve in New Jersey. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Dave and Bully. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Steve.
Why not?
I was calling in because I'm very excited about tonight, the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, AEW, hottest ticket in town. My wife, my son, and I are going up there, and my wife's like a casual wrestling fan. So she kind of said, like, you know, what's going on? What are we going to see? And I said, this is the hottest ticket since NW Monday Nitro in 1997. Because I think one of the things that AEW is actually getting right, and what WCW did was they have a variety. Like they have Jon Moxley that does kind of more like the hardcore style. You got Kenny Omega that is more of a technical guy. And then you give you like the Lucha Bros versus like Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus in the beginning of like a car crash of a cruiserweight match. So they're giving us a big variety of stars. I just hope that they don't grow so big that they become overcome with talent. Because right now I think they have like the perfect mix. You know, I really enjoyed it.
Well, Steve, one thing that you said that I'm completely on board with, and that's why my brother's coming with me tonight at the Prudential Center, is that it's got the ear of a lot of people outside of just a hardcore fan. And that's what AEW is going to ultimately need to do. They have the hardcore fan, but they're going to have to branch out. And Bully, right now, with a lot of what they've been able to do, especially over the last few weeks, they have people outside of our community talking.
Listen, this is a hell of a show for Steve to take his wife and child to. It is going to be a fun event. You got to remember, this is the show. This was the big, big show AEW was building up to right before COVID hit. This is where they were going to do, what was the name of it? It was like going to be a
Blood
War Games, Blood and Guts. This is where Blood and Guts was originally supposed to happen. This show has been on the back burner for almost a year and a half. Fans in Newark and in New York are clamoring for this. This could be hotter than Chicago. What do you think?
I don't know about tonight in Jersey.
Why?
But what? But
give me a good reason why it shouldn't be.
Because I think the night that you're talking about, I hope it is, because I'm going to be there. So I hope it is going to be. I think it might be next week in Queens.
Okay, that's next week. I'm talking up right until now. That's like saying you're not going to drop the ball again if Thunder Rose is in your bed with your wife. Which
why
you
do, why is why I'm, does I'm, it always? Can listen, we not talk about? Can we get off of Thunder Rosa for a minute and talk about like?
I'm not touching that one.
Listen, speaking of touching, let's go to Sean. Sean, what's going on, buddy?
Like for me, this is my first time calling in, so I'm a little nervous with talking with this.
It's all right. Sean, go ahead,
Sean. I just want you to know. You are in a safe space.
Yes.
You are amongst friends.
This is a safe place.
You're with Uncle Dave and Uncle
Bully. Sanctuary.
And this is a sanctuary. Whatever you would like to talk about, we would be more than pleased to discuss. Sean, hold on. What the fuck? Thunder Rosa just walked into Dave's studio and is beating the shit out of him. Holy crap. Legit, Thunder Rosa is in Dave LaGreca's office. She just hit him over the head with a stool. She's punching him in the back of the head. She's kicking him in the back of the head. She's putting on the headphones.
We need to go on break.
Go on break right now. Whoa. Ed, throw the break.
Hi, everyone. This is Heisman Trophy winner and NFL quarterback Doug Flutie. I'm excited to tell you that my podcast, the Flutie Flakes Cast, is back for the entire football season. I may have played like 21 years of professional football in three different leagues, but I'm still just a big kid, and I absolutely love this game. Every week, we'll talk about the topics I care about and bring on super fun guests. So please subscribe today, wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app. Include it with most subscriptions.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com. TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Why did you feel the need to beat the crap out of him so bad?
Listen, I've been trying to be super nice to him, but every time we're... Can you stop moving? Every time I'm trying to be nice, like, he always comes up with something. And I was this close, guys. This close to apologizing. But I'm not, you know? It's like, I'm so sick and tired of people thinking that they can talk all this shit and think it's all right. And David, you're the first one. If anybody else is ready to talk shit about Thunder Rosa, but guess what? Something is coming.
He's actually in a lot of pain. Right? She just smacked him in the face. He's in a lot of pain right now. Do you feel bad for him at all?
No, like I said, my friend gave me the keys of the house. My bestie. Yes. Violetta. And she gave me permission, so it was about time. Shut.
This is crazy. And trust me, folks, we're going to release this later. Last night, you released some pictures on social media of you and Violetta. You know, you were in bed with her. I mean, let's face it. She was reading a magazine. God. You were there hugging and squeezing on your Dave LaGreca doll. Why did you ladies decide to take that picture and put it out there? What were you trying to accomplish? Were you trying to get him mad, or were you kind of inviting him home? What were you doing?
No. I was trying to get him mad because I know he didn't want me here. But Violetta let me here because she wears the pants in this house. Yes. So, we're just like having fun, you know? It was lovely. She's such a great cook. She's such a great person. I can't. Did I ask you, how's Violetta? I didn't ask you. They're asking me, okay? I guess that I had this conversation. So she's a wonderful person. Honestly, I can't wait to take her on a vacation in San Antonio or something so I can show her around. Like, she's lovely. Shut up! Oh, my God.
Do you think maybe you should take the tape off of his mouth for a second just to see what he has to say?
Oh, you want me to take the tape off your mouth? Yes? Okay. Everybody ready? What do you have to say, David?
Let's Dave, are you okay? Can he can't hear me because you have the headsets on.
No, I'm not okay. Leave me alone.
Oh, you
Dave!
God, that hurts so bad. Oh. Why do you tape up my leg? My hair on my leg.
Oh, stop crying.
Shove the socks back in his mouth. This is disgusting hearing him cry like that.
He told me to shut up. And you get new tape, too, because you're an asshole.
Tape his whole head up. Let's see what happens. Make him look like a mummy. She has stuffed the socks back in Dave's mouth. She's taping up his mouth again. This looks even tighter. His head is turning purple. It looks like his head's going to explode. He looks like he just went on a rant. And his head is going to explode. So, Thunder Rosa, you're trying to make an example out of Dave. Do you think that after last night and today, he's finally going to get the picture to not screw with you ever again?
Knowing David, he doesn't care. And knowing that he likes to push limits, I don't think so. But I hope so. Because after this, I'm going to beat him up a little bit. No. And then I'm going to go to work. You know?
I don't mean to ask a rude question over here. So, please just don't take this the wrong way. But do you think he's kind of into this a little bit?
Shut up. I don't know.
Shut up, bully.
Give it. You know what? Can you turn around and give him one good smack and say, that's from bully?
You want me to smack him in the ass?
Yeah. I didn't say the ass, but whatever floats your boat.
Okay. No, yeah. No. You know what? Because he's always showing his chest.
No.
Oh. Bully said, shut up, okay? No, shut up.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's the show over.
No. The show's not over, Dave. We only have 11 minutes left, Dave.
We only have 11 minutes left. It's okay. Okay.
Okay. So Thunder Rosa, you flew in last night. You went to LaGreca's house. You hung out with Violetta. You slept in his bed. You ate at the head of the table. You took the remote. You showed up today. You beat the shit out of him. What more do you have in store for Dave? Are you expecting retaliation from this guy? Or do you think it ends right here?
If there is retaliation, I told you, I am ready. Is that right, Dave?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes? Good. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Did he just really say yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, because he knows. He knows. He knows I'm going to hit him with something.
All right, you know what? Let's take another break because I'm actually a little worried for him because his face is turning all sorts of red and purple and green and whatever. So take a quick break. We'll be right back here.
We can't, Bully. We're actually, much to Dave's chagrin, we are out of breaks. It is now till
no
the
breaks.
End of the program.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right. Well, you know what? Then, let's pretend we just came back from it. Welcome back to Busted Open, the Bully Ray and Thunder Rosa show for the next 10 minutes here on a Wednesday afternoon. So you're in Jersey, you're in Dave's house, and tonight AEW is in Newark for one of the biggest shows, one of the biggest shows they're ever going to have. Is there a chance that we see you tonight?
Probably you're going to see me tonight. I'm crossing my fingers. You never know. Like, you know, the card is always subject to change. But if you see me there, I'm probably going to wave to my friend Violetta because I know she's going to be there. And Gabby. Hi, Violetta. Yeah.
So, Gabby, a woman's point of view on what you're witnessing right now with your own eyes. Can I get your take on this, please?
I mean, we knew it was going to happen, Bully. I said it earlier in the show when Dave brought up all these shenanigans. When you run your mouth shut, you relax for a minute. Thunder Rosa, handle it.
Relax.
When you run your mouth the way that you do, this is what's expected from strong women in the world. This is what we do. We stand up for ourselves and we stand up for what's right. I'm not shocked whatsoever. And I'm proud that Thunder Rosa, you know, went through with her word to say, like, I'm coming for you. She lived up to her word. She didn't break her promises.
Do you think Dave is getting what he deserves right now?
Yes. Absolutely.
So both of you women do.
Yeah.
Gabby, is there anything that you believe that Thunder Rosa should be doing to Dave right now?
I think that a lot of what she plans to do will be off radio because she is a good person. And, she doesn't really want the world to see the breaks that she's going to have through his limbs. We're talking about breaks. There's no breaks left. Just his legs. His arms.
Moving.
It's going to be scary for me to see him at the show tonight because he's probably not going to be able to walk correctly.
Okay, so Ed, one of the greatest parts of Busted Open is our relationship with our fan base. I don't know who's on hold right now. Just pick a caller and throw him on the air right now because I want to hear see what the nation thinks of this. So you welcomed him to the show, Ed, whoever it is.
All right, let's bring on Tito in Florida. He wanted to talk about NXT, but I don't think we're
Tito,
talking about that right
Tito,
now.
Tito, forget about NXT right now. If you got a question about NXT, tweet it to me. I promise I will answer it for you. But Tito, are you hearing what's going on right now?
Yeah, it's definitely something different for sure than what I'm used to. I'm actually a fellow wrestler as well, so I don't know if Thunder went too far or not in this case, but I am having a good time listening to all this. So
Tito, she legitimately broke into his studio, glommed him in the back of the head. He went straight down. She picked up a stool and started hitting him in the back of the head. Like,
oh, you're not a victim. You're okay.
She went all in on, he's a disheveled mess right now. Have you ever heard of anything like this happening?
I've done a lot of research on wrestling history and whatnot, but this is like a first time kind of thing. Dave,
are you familiar? Are you familiar with Thunder Rosa?
Right. You kind of had this coming your way, and Thunder, I applaud you for making me laugh and making my day.
So Thunder Rosa, he said thank you for making him laugh and making his day.
Yeah. See, it's because you deserve it. You talk so much shit sometimes, David. And this is the first time. And you didn't believe. Can you let me talk, please? Say yes, ma'am. Say yes, ma'am. Yeah, yes, ma'am, or something's coming your way. Okay. So I was saying, He was talking all this smack, and I was, and you guys saw it. I was very nice when we were at All Out on that weekend. I was trying to like make amends with him, but because I didn't say what he wanted to, he just kept trashing on me and saying all this stuff that I wrestle for food, and he made me like, I don't know. Can you shut up? I don't know what world he lives. But now I'm in his world, so.
How do you feel about Dave constantly saying that if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be as over today? He always says that he made you. If it wasn't for Dave LaGreca, there would be no Thunder Rosa. How do you respond to that?
He is so... Yes.
Are you tickling his feet?
No. I took a piece of the tape, and all the hair is out, so he's in so much pain.
You taped his legs and then yanked it off like you're waxing Dave LaGreca. You're giving Dave LaGreca a waxing.
Yes, he got a waxing. Oh. But going back to the question, I find it very disrespectful because I worked my ass off for the last 7 years, and just because he is very famous and Busted Open Radio and is the number one in Serious FX doesn't mean that he made me. It's just like he assisted me a little bit, but not like the point that he was getting bookings for me. I was getting that, and Brian Rosa, my husband, was getting those bookings. So you need to be.
But he said that he sold out that show in Buda, Texas. He said if it wasn't for him, that you women would still be wrestling in front of 20 people. I mean, this is what he said, not me.
Bully, we never. First of all, David, we never wrestle in front of 20 people. You're delusional. I don't know where you were getting your stats. Yes, there was a little bit more people when you came, but that's not a big deal. Everywhere we go, we sell out, so shut up. We just went to Tulsa, and we sell out the venue. And he wasn't there. And it was the first time that we ran an all-women's show. So for him to talk about that he's the biggest draw, he's so full of crap.
All right, I want to go back out to the nation real quick, Thunder Rosa, because we got a bunch of people just called right in for this. Donovan, what's going on, brother? Are you listening to this?
Yes, I just tuned in right now. Just like got out of the gym. This is hilarious. This is freaking hilarious. I'm enjoying this so much.
They're enjoying this Rosa, very
it's,
much.
It's an honor to speak to you.
And hi,
I have
baby.
To you, Thunder Rosa, but for not coming to El Paso, Texas, because you were scheduled to come here, and you know we found out you're not going to come, and I had a bone to pick with you. So I was going to be a Dave LaGreca guy. But no, this is Donovan.
You're going to be the last caller today, so it's kind of like calling into the request line and requesting your favorite song. You get the final request of the day. What would you like Thunder Rosa to do to Dave LaGreca before we go off the air?
I would like to see a wedgie or a swirly. Oh my god, a wedgie.
Oh my god, this might be the first wedgie in the history of Sirius X. She just went behind Dave LaGreca. She is yanking his drawers up through the crack of his head. Oh my god, it's a wedgie. We have a wedgie, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Mike, please have this on video. Please have this on video, Mike. Oh, my God. I think he passed out. He's got cotton way up his ass.
Yes,
oh, my gosh. You killed him.
Shut up, David.
Dave, are you okay?
Are you okay, David? His ass, his butt crack hurts.
His ass hurts.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what he says.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation program director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.